Strange Planets, Part 2, Chapter 20. The Millennium Falcon screams out of the atmosphere of Hoth, heading straight for a Star Destroyer. This is less like a mouse running at a tiger, and more like a lame rabbit with one bad eye running at a tiger. Leia, crouched over Han Solo's shoulder, mutters, Han? He ignores her.
Chewie, prepare to make the jump to light speed.
C-3PO, who has been trying to get Han's attention since the hangar in the Rebel base, tries again.
But sir!
Two laser blasts erupt from the destroyer and whiz past the Falcon's hull. Four small Imperial fighters, TIEs, detach from a nearby formation and head directly for Solo's ship. The Tiger has buddies. Hardly seems fair.
They're coming,
Leia murmurs. Han just grins.
Yeah? Watch this.
He throws the lightspeed thruster down and turns to watch the stars go blazing by as the ship jumps into hyperspace. But the stars do not go blazing by. They hang there, limp and static.
Watch what?
Han throws the thruster again.
Nothing.
Very quietly, he says,
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, I noticed earlier that the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble,
Han shouts. Explosions rock the ship as the four TIE fighters close in. Han grabs the steering column, turns the Falcon sharply, and guns it. But the TIE fighters are hard on their backs. Behind the fighters, the Imperial Star Destroyer lumbers after them all, cannons blazing. Han jumps from the captain's seat.
Take it!
He shouts at Leia.
What?
He ignores her and runs to the mechanical port where Chewbacca is already yanking at wires and crying in confusion. Which sounds like... Leia watches the steering column veer left.
Hey!
Han calls. So the princess slides into the seat. She pushes hard left, exaggerating the turn.
Hey!
Han cries as he crashes into Chewbacca, and a cascade of sparks rain down on his scruffy head. The TIE fighters bank and follow Leia's course, their lasers exploding all around the pirate ship. Leia dips. Han's head hits the ceiling.
Hey!
The fighters follow. Leia pulls up. Han is thrown to the ground.
Hey!
Leia smiles. The Falcon rises and rises and rises and then jolts violently.
That wasn't a laser.
Han barks.
We hit something.
He mutters about women pilots and sprints back to the cockpit.
What are you doing, Prince?
He stops mid-sentence. He sees what she sees.
Asteroid field!
Leia announces grimly. Indeed, stretching out before them as far as anyone can see are a million space rocks. Some large, some small, some the size of tiny moons. A good two-thirds of them are large enough to destroy a spaceship like the Falcon on impact.
Oh boy,
Han mutters. He slides into the pilot's seat, relieving Leia of her duties, which she performed more than admirably, it should be said, for the TIE fighters are now some distance behind and stares at the death trap that stretches out before them. The rocks hang there, deadly and silent. The TIE fighters are closing in. Han pushes forward on the steering column.
Wait,
Leia says.
You're not going into the asteroid field.
Han grins.
They'd be crazy to follow us.
Chewie, appearing in the doorway of the cockpit, sees his captain's course and howls. Leia puts her head near Han's and whispers furiously,
You don't have to do this to impress me.
Sir!
C-3PO chirrups frantically.
The odds of successfully navigating an asteroid field are approximately 3,720 to 1!
As if to demonstrate the droid's point, the first of the pursuing TIE fighters meets an asteroid head-on. It explodes. Han grits his teeth.
Never tell me the odds!
Asteroids twirl and dance around them like some chaotic cosmic ballet. Someone who appreciates the beauty of the Force might enjoy watching the passing, spinning, whirling space boulders that hurtle past the Falcon. Han, Leia, Chewie, and C-3PO, on the other hand, are trying not to soil their pants. Except that Chewie and C-3PO don't wear pants. Behind them, a second fighter collides with an asteroid, becoming a fiery, ephemeral grave.
Well, Princess?
Han sighs.
You said you wanted to be around when I made a mistake. This could be it.
I take it back, cries Leia. A small asteroid bounces off their hull with a sickening crunch. I take it back! Beneath them, one of the enormous asteroids floats by, silent and inexorable as death. Han looks down at it.
I'm gonna take us closer to one of the big ones.
Closer?
Closer?
Leia and C-3PO and Chewie all cry at once. Though Chewie's closer actually sounds like... The Millennium Falcon dives, and the TIE fighters follow. Soon, they are zipping over the craterous surface of the moon-sized asteroid. The TIE fighters in pursuit. The Falcon roars over a star-blue cliff edge and then dives into a canyon. The fighters follow, close behind, firing off an occasional pot shot as they try to follow Han's reckless course.
Oh, this is suicide!
And then, it's over. The canyon, that is. Nothing but a blue stone wall.
Hold on!
Han shouts far too late. The Falcon rises straight up. The passengers go flying. The ship's belly is scraping the asteroid's blue stone. Han is wrestling with the controls, trying to pull up higher, higher into the black sky above. Below them, the two TIE fighters slam into the wall and explode. C-3PO and Leia pull themselves to their feet and then grip the walls again. The Falcon is now doing a slow flip. They both slide up the walls until they are plastered against the ceiling and then slide down to the floor again. Leia, on her knees, says, I love it when you drive.
There,
Han says.
That looks pretty good.
What looks good? C-3PO, sitting on the floor, says,
I have not registered a single good thing about this situation, sir. Of all the situations I have been in, which number some 8,300,000,
says Chewbacca, which means, roughly translated, shut up. The Falcon is heading back toward the asteroid now. On the surface, there is a small black cave. Han is heading straight for it. Leia says, no. Han says,
yep.
I hope you know what you're doing, she mutters.
Yeah,
Han replies.
Me too.
A moment later, the Millennium Falcon disappears into the cave on the face of the asteroid.
Lesson Row: Navigating an Asteroid Field. This next test needs to be done in a room that belongs to you, because you need to get that room messy. Put objects all over the floor. Toys, books, pillows, whatever. If you're outside, maybe you can use stones, twigs, and book bags. Now, stand on one leg, breathe, feel your breath pass from your nose, down your throat, into your stomach, down your rooted leg, and into the ground. When you feel fully rooted, start hopping. Hop from one end of the room to the other without touching anything, including the strewn objects. Whether you're in an asteroid field or the jungle on Dagobah, as a Jedi, you must feel what is around you, must take it into your mind and respond to it as if it were a part of your very body. According to Yoda, after all, it is. If this test is easy, try it with your eyes closed.